job. And it's sad to say that, but that's the goddamn job. Don't nobody want to talk about that. Let's talk about it. That's the damn job. It's a job to be black as a male.
Facts.
You getting criticized every day. You getting talked down every day just because your hairstyle, how your pants act. You could be the educated motherfucking black nigga, but if you got this that looks like this, no. That nigga probably can read better than your mama. That was white.
Which we have seen before, and a lot of people
stop doing that. White motherfuckers didn't know shit. Them black motherfuckers was teaching their ass shit. Y'all want to talk about history? Do your history. Go back to your history. Them niggas was teaching their ass shit. Y'all start giving us some skins off some ham hocks that's gonna hurt us.
Hey, we live on the Flacco show. Y'all know how it's coming.
Black motherfuckers know how to survive. White motherfuckers intimidated with that shit. They ain't like that. Now we ignorant. How we ignorant? You finna throw away a whole thing of skin. Bitch, I'm finna show her to mix this in some green.
So do you feel this is just more so generally a call out from the black community saying we're tired of the bullshit and we want actions? We want to be treated fair.
I don't even think it's a racial thing. Let me see your life. I don't think this. It ain't nobody listening to me. Y'all can't expect these motherfucking young ass motherfuckers to listen to or do anything y'all saying if y'all ain't listening to them. Period. Y'all don't want to listen to them. They don't know shit. What the first thing they try to say? I can tell they from the street, so they ain't really gonna try to listen to what I gotta say, or they gonna try to think they know the system better than me because they don't be locked up so many times. That's sad on your part. You just said it right there. Every motherfucker that don't do some shit don't mean they're a monster.
Nope.
It don't mean that. It could be they, ladies and gentlemen, the environment they was raised in. How they was raised. Hell, 9 out of 10, they raised themselves, a lot of them. Ain't nobody
going to
talk about that.
Because look, if that's the case, what's y'all excuse for when the white people shoot all these?
They raised themselves. A lot of them. Y'all want to blame how they act. They know how to act. It's a survival technique method. Like, they feel they got to do that. I'm not going to let you get too close to me. You better what? Pop me? No, I'm going to pop you first. Like I said, no, I'm not condoning that. Not at all. At all. But before you want to condemn somebody act like you are saying you this and that, talk to them. You'll find out a lot if you talk to their ass. If they feel they can trust you and talk to you, a lot of them got a lot of mental problems. That's not on the fucking surface of a fucking white man, white woman writing it down. A lot of these black motherfuckers, especially black boys, everybody know that. They always what? Taught to be tough. Don't cry. You cry, you a bitch. Don't you say this. Don't fuck you walking up like, don't you let him hit you. They was taught like that. Now, as soon as they do something now, it's, oh my God. No. Everybody know in the black community, go, you don't post cry. Suck it in. Go back out there with that motherfucker ass. So when you doing that, you just teaching them to hold a lot of shit in and what? React with what? Balance. Act with balance. Keep every emotion you got in and act with balance. But then you want to turn around, I can't believe that little Johnny did this. How you can't believe little Johnny did this? But when little Johnny was sitting
talking
there crying,
when
little Johnny was sitting there crying, you told him, you a pussy. Stick your chest out. You can't do that. So that's why I say, stop doing that. No, I'm sorry. And I'm in there with that. Quick. for talking about these. Let's talk about that shit that happened with the white dude that shot up the Star Henry. Let's talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know too much about that. I know it's white.
And if I'm mistaken, he shot up almost, what, 18 people?
He wearing that stole. He shot that. He killed that old lady that was 77.
Was, and she was what?
She was black.
Figures.
Let them be the black nigga did that. That.
So, because I'm like, y'all really didn't hear too much. Did they end up killing him, or is they did they apprehend him?
I'm not going to lie. I really didn't get too much deep into it because it was a lot of stuff going on. I don't think they killed. I don't know, was it a cop suicide or not? You know, they say cop suicide.
Right. Suicide by cop.
You, they, I don't know.
For a season, people, we on the Flacco show. Stay tuned.
Give me my fucking roof for shares.
What you over there cooking up, baby?
Some soup. Oh, my, for soup. Real. Just. Y'all throw them in a cell. Locked down 23 hours out of a day. Come on. Because you just going off what they did. And it's not even just going off, it's, I'm going to win this case. Like a lot of them say, I don't take a case to think they wrong or right. I take it if I'm going to win it. So do you even really care? Do you like talk? What made you do this? What made you do this, son? What's going on?
They don't want to ask them questions.
What's going on? I'm not saying it's right that you did it, but I'm not talking. What? And you'll be shocked what part of the lie has to say. It's more black. Black. Females and males committing suicide.
I didn't say they're going to read this shit.
Ain't nobody talking about it, though.
That's a topic I believe that's very hard to tell through for the white people because they know that they're so fought at a lot of things.
That, and then you get laughed at if you're black, if you say, I think you need to go to therapy. Go to therapy. Like, stop. We're trying to get money off your youth, acting like you care, but you don't even want to sit down and talk to them. You don't even know their middle or last name. You about only know their nickname that they call up on the street. But you just did your job and cashed the check.
That's them facts, man. That's coming straight from this gossip, man. I got a live on the show tonight. Y'all know how we coming. We get into it. We talking about the stuff that don't want to get talked about.
It's sad though, cause how you feel? You got three black boys that you raising. So how you feel about it?
How do I feel? I just feel everyone is different. But at the same time, you can't promote, you know, violence, but at the same time, it's just so much hatred. It's just so much hatred in the world right now, you know, coming from people. Like, you can be the regular person, the average Joe coming to school with a pair of shoes on. You may not be rich. Your mama may be rich, but you just so happen came up on them shoes. But by you coming into an environment that you don't know upon, and you got on these new shoes, you might be looked at as a target. Okay, you know, it's almost like the old stereotyping. But then you have people who want to just resort strictly to violence to obtain things that they want versus the ones that's going out and actually working or, you know, getting that stretch to have to earn what they got just to come to a place to defend it. So it comes to a point where I feel, is it wrong to, you know, act out if you're not being heard to defend yourself, or is it?
But it is some motherfuckers that's trying to obtain that type of lifestyle, and they can look down upon
color,
and they won't even be able to get a chance to actually work that job to obtain what they're trying to get.
And that's true. That's why, again, it goes back to how's the cycle going to end? Because you white people, you know, I'm not being racial. I'm just saying, you know, we can do it the civil way, which it done been done before. And we all seen where that led to, everybody from Martin Luther King down to Malcolm X. You know, all the way up to the most recent act of Black Lives Matters protest. When we act civilized to try to gain respect, it gets overlooked, it gets walked over, it gets spoken over, it get buried.
Get looked down.
But
we ignorant, if we can't pronounce a word a certain way. Just because we can't pronounce that word a certain way,
bitch,
you understand what I'm saying?
Yep. But if I get buck wild, I get all the attention. I get all the news media. I get all the attention, but it's negative attention in y'all eyes.
It's negative attention.
Y'all give us the attention we want, but y'all look at it as negative attention. Negative. Because of how we delivered it. Delivered our speech, or, you know.
Instead of trying to put down how a person pronounce something, I don't know how to pronounce a lot of stuff. Trying to teach that person that.
Because it do comes a point.
Like they just so ignorant.
It do come a point in time where physical violence, and I'm not endorsing it, but, you know, individuals choose to take it that next notch up because they're not getting an answer that meets their wants.
We got to, now it's like, we gotta act stupid. We gotta act ignorant. And I know a lot of people be like, no, you ain't gotta act like that. You chose to act like that. You can't say that. You can't say that. Because sometimes you put in a position where you got no choice but to act like that to get your point across.
And that's where the black man gets in deeper and deeper in debt with the white man. Because we trying to make our point. When the black man make a point, it's imprisonment or some legal process is going to step in the way of that. It's going to become a barrier. When we just shut up and let y'all say what y'all say, everything's fine.
You've
okay.
Been quiet too long. Our ancestors. That's what's wrong with it, though. It's getting out.
Hey. We're here now. That's old news. Couple podcast shows, couple old schools. The deliverance people. Y'all gotta start listening. You got to start listening. But in other news, man, I got some upcoming, you know, promotions. Y'all know I do a lot of promoting on the show, but for myself and other upcoming local businesses. Miss Gossip, it's been in talk for a while that you have a t-shirt / clothing somewhat line coming soon.
T-shirts, hats, cups, customized.
Well, I wanted to be the first person to interview you before everything takes off. And, I want to let everybody know that, you know, I'm a big endorser for her. I want to be an investor with her.
I got some stuff coming soon that I personally designed it for his podcast, so you should see that coming up very
Flock
soon.
Over. Shout out to Miss Gossip. Shout out to
it's the bird nest, so y'all should see that coming soon.
Are you looking? Is your clothing line, is it going to be affordable for everyone, or are you looking for a targeted group?
My targeted group is everybody.
Oh, including kids.
Kids, women. Men's.
Now I know it's in the beginning stage.
Bisexual, whatever.
You gotta kind of got like a specific category of
items. I'm still going over a lot of stuff right now, but I know that I'm gonna be dealing with a lot of like t-shirts and hats and cups, like stuff like that.
Okay.
I'm just
sports season coming
I'm
up.
I'm just so coming up with. Gonna be coming oh, up. I can do some. I'm gonna do some custom sports stuff too. So.
Shout out to.
I'm gonna have some for everybody.
Shout out to the new line coming, Miss Gossip. Y'all heard it first on the Flacco Show, late night edition. It is 12:20, and we tuned in.
The bird nest stuff.
Oh yeah, got the bird nest. We're coming soon too. I'm gonna let y'all know about that. Prices if you wanna buy.
I personally.
You know what I mean.
Designed that.
So shout out to the to Miss Gossip and her whole design crew. You know what I mean. That's what matters right now. We on the come up. Black business is on the cut up. So I'm going to be shouting out a black business on my show every day for the next month. So stay tuned. Stay wealthy. And sit back and enjoy the
stay
show.
Stay safe.
Yeah, y'all know how we coming. Be right back after this commercial break. Yo. You a podcaster? Going to the Google Play Store, download the Anchor app, start podcasting today. It's a good app, great platform, have all the tools you need to become a podcaster. Hey,
where?
Anchor, you ain't never heard of it?
Why you ain't telling them
about stuff on Amazon? Yeah, no, but you gotta go to Google, download the app, you know, boom, start it today. Hey, Anchor, man, I've been doing it for almost 2 years with them. They're a great platform, great, you know, tools that they give you to start and run your show until you get to the level where you're ready to go, you know, full all in. So like I said, man, just go to the Google Play Store, download it, share it, become a podcaster. Or if you don't want a podcast, just listen to it. Check me out. I'm on all platforms, Apple, Spotify, Amazon, and Audible. Download it today, start listening. Oh yeah, hit the subscribe button so you can get all the unreleased episodes. Very interesting. Stay tuned. We out.